And for another live report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
And we're back at Caldwell County FFA. We're having a great time with some of our folks here at Caldwell County FFA. What's your name?
Landry Dunbar.
Landry, tell me, what are you involved in here at the FFA?
I'm involved in a lot of different stuff here at the school. I'm currently on the parliamentary procedure team, and we're getting ready for a competition in March.
What part do you have on the team?
The past few years, I've been the sentinel on the parliamentary procedure team, and you just got to make sure you get your debates in and continue with everything that you're going to do.
What's the toughest thing you've ever had to debate?
Probably the abilities, so like postponement indefinitely, amendment, stuff like that. It's, you really got to know your stuff on the abilities and the test on the competition too. That's pretty difficult.
You guys done pretty well in the past?
Yes, sir. Last year, I believe we got first, and then the year before that, we got second at region. And I don't know for sure what we got at state.
So you like to be tough, huh?
Yes, sir.
Sounds good. Well, good luck with that. And so what do you think FFA is doing for you in your life?
FFA is really helping me know how to really treat people. You never turn anybody down, especially their ideas. And FFA is also about finding your voice through every public speaking competition that you have and every idea that you have. You really got to stick to your guns and like tell everybody what you're talking about and know what you're talking about. And even if you mess up, you don't necessarily get judged all the time, but if you do, it's just like a joke. So public speaking here is really a focus for FFA, and that's a really good thing out here.
I think so. Well, good luck as you continue in the FFA. Good luck with your parliamentary procedure team this year.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk to Cole here for just a second. We're coming to see you this afternoon. We can talk twice. How about that? Tell us, what are you doing in the FFA?
As far as my involvement in the FFA, it's fairly SAE focused. I have two SAEs, one that's under entrepreneurship and one that's under paid placement. My entrepreneurship SAE focuses more on me buying and selling ATVs for profit. And then what's led me to that is my paid placement SAE, which is working for my parents' business, which is West Kentucky ATVs, and they buy and sell power sports, tractors, implements, everything under the sun. But that's mainly where I'm involved in the FFA.
Yeah, we're coming to see you guys this afternoon. Are you coming out this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was there yesterday. Went there the wrong day early, and your mom was off. Your mom was out yesterday, and your dad about panicked on me. He's like, we'll talk about something, but we're coming to see you this afternoon. Look forward to that.
Yes, sir. We look forward to it.
You do a lot of the service work out there.
Here and there. We have a mechanic that's full-time out there, and he's great, but every now and then.
You got a project here at school, too.
Yep. We're doing small engines right now in our ag power machinery class,
okay,
and we just had to find some sources for small engines and stuff that we could work on that was free and at our disposal, so I brought a four-wheeler out here, and right now it's been going good, just waiting on parts.
That's part of waiting on the parts, right?
Yes, sir.
So obviously you have a love for that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around it my entire life. My dad started doing this exact same thing when he was, I believe, 14 or 16. And so obviously ever since I can remember, he's been out in the shop working on ATVs. And now we're at a place where we've got a storefront. And it's been neat to see how much stuff can expand over time.
I think it's great. So what do you think FFA is doing for you?
FFA's done a lot for me. I've had a lot of things that FFA's helped me overcome as far as public speaking goes. You know, you've interviewed me a couple years in the past, and I've definitely come a long ways. But FFA's helped me, especially with my SAE and with how I've planned my future. 3 years ago, I couldn't have told you where I was going to school after high school. I couldn't have told you what my plans were, but my advisors have been very helpful in helping me find a pathway.
Because she wants to be on the radio, doesn't she?
Yes, sir.
She keeps up while we're talking. She's been on twice, right?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, but it sounds like you're getting a great experience in the FFA then.
Yes, sir, of course.
Sounds We look forward to visiting with you this afternoon again. You're coming out, right?
Yes, sir.
Sounds good. Where are we going? Where are you taking me for lunch?
I don't know. I'll let you pick.
Let me think about that for a second, but I enjoyed talking to you, Cole. Good job. Good job. Keep up the good work in the FFA. My name tag fell off. It'd be okay. What's your name?
Lucas Harper.
Lucas, tell me a little bit about you.
I have a few SAE projects here in the FFA, and I'm pretty involved on the Sentinel this year for our chapter, and so I've just been very grateful for that opportunity that God's blessed me with.
I think it's great. So what's your SAE?
So right now I have two SAEs. One of them is a placement where I work for my neighbor, Karen Clayton, and help her with some of her cattle. And then I also have my own business, I guess to say, and I have some miniature Highland cattle that I raise and sell. So
love the Highland cattle. Beautiful. They're yes, beautiful sir. Animals and very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sounds good. So what do you think FFA is going to do for you in your life?
For me, FFA is just kind of a stepping stone of kind of where I want to be. I want to use it as a way that I can just, you know, grow my skills in leadership and communication and just expand on those things that I can use further in life and just grow as a person.
I think it's great. So good luck as you continue.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Good luck in the cattle business.
All righty.
Fantastic. So you did not dress. Nobody is dressed like your ag advisor today.
No, sir. No, sir.
Obviously, you could have dressed like Mr. Jennings, but been kind of hard to dress like Ms. Wood.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Might have gotten a few looks at school.
Right. Right.
I was asked yesterday, she asked Heather, was I going to dress like her? And I'm like, if I could have found a wig, I'd have put one on. It would have been
funny to play with it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I thought it'd be neat to have the ag teachers dress like each other. What do you think?
Oh, that'd be a pretty good idea. That'd be something we could look at next year and doing. So we'll think about it.
Yeah, they're going to get you into something, aren't they?
They're going to get me in some kind of outfit.
Yeah, great students. So I enjoy visiting with them and just fun to see what they're doing. Obviously, you can tell they're really, really getting a lot out of school.
Yeah, no, we are very blessed to have a really good group of students down here in the ag department who want to learn, want to be able to come out in the shop or go out in the greenhouse and actually get dirty and take the knowledge that they're learning in our classrooms and put them to real-life scenarios.
And I think that's what it's all about. If you can do that, and really it's more than just teach them a few things, it's about really training them for life.
Yeah, absolutely. Not every student that comes through my door is going to go and be a farmer or going to go and be a mechanic, but if I can teach them enough that if they get stuck on the side of the road and have a flat tire, that they can change a tire, or if they buy a house and want to swap out the outlets to a different color, like if they can feel confident enough to do that, I feel like I've done a successful job as a teacher.
Caldwell County is a very agriculture county, but you've got a lot of folks out there who may want a career around agriculture, but not directly in agriculture.
Yeah, and not all ag careers is being a farmer. We have a lot of people who are in banking and farm loans and talking with like politicians and farm bills and all of that, that it's related to agriculture, but those people aren't out running a tractor every single day.
Sounds good. Well, listen, we appreciate what you guys do. Do a great job with these young people. You can tell that they do a great job talking to me on the radio. And George is here today to talk to them as well. So we'll have some stories about some of the neat things they're doing. And just keep up the great work here.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate y'all being here.
We always love being here. It's fantastic to be here at Caldwell County FFA. We're on WPKY 103.3 and 1580 AM.